Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. Today I speak to Brad Levitt, co-chair of Temple Garden Foundation, about their partnership in organising the Cambodia-run challenge and how it hopes to aid the major poverty situation in Cambodia. Brad, welcome to the show. Perhaps before we do anything else, you could give us an overview of Cambodia-run challenge, but also about Cambodia itself and why you felt the need to be there.
Thanks, Clarissa. Thanks for having us this afternoon.
It's our pleasure.
The Cambodia-run challenge kind of emerged out of a fundraiser, a dinner we had a couple, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And a pretty amazing guy named Mark Ferguson saw what was happening with Temple Garden, what was happening with Cambodia, and decided that he wanted to help out.
Okay.
So he had this crazy idea that he was going to run not just a few miles, not just a few kilometers. He was going to run 330 kilometers across Cambodia from Phnom Penh to Siem Reap over a course of 7 days. The last day, he decided he was going to end it with the Angkor Wat Half Marathon and to help raise funds for Temple Garden. And through that run, I think Mark and his original co-runner, there were two of them in the first version in 2017, really were able to see the essence of Cambodia and why we, Temple Garden, are there. And you asked why Cambodia, and it's quite important to understand the background in Cambodia, the history of Cambodia. Cambodia is unlike any other country in Asia.
Sure.
With the whole Khmer Rouge, with what's happened there, not only has a generation or two been wiped out, but a lot of the institutional knowledge, even simple things like rice farmers not knowing how to farm rice correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, the poverty has been so deeply ingrained that helping them rise out of it is something that a lot of organizations are trying to do, and Temple Garden is doing it in its own distinct way. Working on village development in a set area, working on a number of different projects. So a lot of charities and not-for-profits, not incorrectly, go in there and try and do one type of thing, like just put in wells or just do schools.
Mm-hmm.
What we try and do is build a platform for the 59 communities we're in and help build them up out of that poverty, help give them self-determination, help give them confidence in building a better lives for themselves and their kids. So that's what the Temple Garden tries to do through our programs. But the Cambodia Run Challenge came about by seeing that in action and seeing a desire to help. And we just had our second one about a month and a half ago. Three guys this time ran the 330 kilometers, raised over $200,000 for Temple Garden, which was fantastic.
Okay. Can I just say that I've been to Cambodia, and one of the things, my biggest takeaway from the country, apart from the fact that there is poverty and there's a lot that can be done to help them, is how amazingly resilient the people are.
They are truly resilient, and they're truly appreciative, and they're like sponges. They mm-hmm. take in whatever you do. And one of the things we do is we have a philosophy that everything we do with the villagers we work with, and it's over 50,000 villagers, they have to have skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason for that is we know, you know, historically across the world, if you give people something, a lot of times it's not that important to them and they don't appreciate it quite enough and they might waste it or throw it away, versus if they have a little skin in the game.
Sure.
And in Cambodia, they really take the extra mile with that. And we've seen that the lights shine and people really get excited and really want to help themselves and help their families and help their communities. And so it's an amazing people. And it's just really sad what's happened to them not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time I went to Angkor Wat in 2000, the Khmer Rouge were still lingering out there. When we started the foundation 2008, 2009, were in some villages that used to be split Khmer Rouge villages.
Right.
And they just, you know, had left a few years before. So it's not that...
It's pretty fresh.
It's very fresh.
So you've got an entire population of children who might have lost family to this time.
Yes. Everybody's... I mean, there's no one alive in Cambodia who hasn't been impacted. But it's a very young population.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely young, and very resilient,
right.
And that's the beauty of it, and that's the beauty of being able to, you know, take what we're doing and help them help themselves. And I'm sure, you know, you see these, you know, even through the run. I didn't run. I'm not a runner, but I did bike.
I would die.
I would die. I would die as well. But I am a biker, so I decided the last day I'd bike the 50 kilometers and help
right.
support them. And just watching the children run along and saying hi to them and seeing what they were doing, and because The last day was the day that we were in the Temple Garden villages. They knew who we were. The TGF is continuously in these villages. So, so the people, the kids, the adults, they all knew, and they all had big smiles on their face. They probably didn't know, you know, that we were raising money for them through that. Mm-hmm. They probably thought, what are these crazy Westerners doing, running here? But they just had a sheer look of joy on their face when they were watching us and talking to us.
That must have been quite touching.
Yes. And the three runners, it really was touching. You know, these guys are running 50, 60 kilometers a day. They ran six marathons 6 days in a row.
Right.
And then finished it with a half marathon. And that last day was especially meaningful for them because I was writing, showing them the wells that we'd done, the schools that we were helping with, all the different programs. And the impact they were making by doing this run could be felt right there.
Right. Now, I just want to say, I think it's absolutely insane to run over 300 kilometers. I can't run five.
I can't do much more than that.
But I also can't think of a better reason to try to do it.
Yes.
You know, to help in a situation like this. So what were the takeaways for the three runners this year? What were their feelings after doing it?
Well, so the three runners were all quite different.
Okay. Okay?
So first of all, you had Mark Ferguson, who's the organizer of the run, and he's done it twice now. And he'll tell you that the second one was easier than the first one because he knew what to expect.
Right.
And Mark likes to tell everyone that he's not a runner, and I like to tell him that he's crazy. Anybody who runs 300 kilometers is definitely a runner.
Sure.
But maybe he's not quite in the same category as the second runner, Alex, who is a major triathlete, has all over the world run stuff. So Alex entered this, and I think not that it was a walk in the park for him, but he was a good half hour ahead of the other two guys every day. I mean, he was a machine.
Right.
But he enjoyed being able to, versus other runs he's been on, which are major runs, just being able to run through Cambodia and see the people and see the villages and see the impact was really meaningful for him. The third runner, Jonathan, was quite interesting because Jonathan, before January of 2019, so a year ago, so 11 months before the run, had never run more than 10K in his life. Here's a guy.
That's a big ask.
That's an enormous ask. Here's a guy. He never run more than 10K, and here he was signing up for a 330-kilometer run over 7 days. Insane, I think.
I think. I can do 50 clicks on a bike. That
yes.
I can do.
Well, you can ride with us next time then, because we're having
that.
Another one this year.
I would actually be quite happy to do it. But run, forget about it.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I might run to the bike, but that's about all the running I'll do. Maybe for people who don't understand or have never been to Cambodia or have been to Cambodia, but only to Angkor Wat. Paint a picture for us. Who needs the most help? Is it the children? Is it the elderly? Although you said it's a very young community. Or is it just across the board, everyone needs help?
I would never say everyone, because there obviously are some wealthy people in Cambodia, some middle class people in Cambodia. But you have to look at areas like take Angkor Wat, for example, the most touristed spot in Cambodia. Yet also the Chikrang district, which we're in, is the second poorest area in Cambodia. So all that wealth obviously doesn't flow through. It's still a very rural agricultural economy, especially after you get outside of Siem Reap and Phnom Penh. And so they all need help. What we're trying to do is build it so that the kids are healthy, that they are educated, that there's more food on the table. Basically so that people can get to a level of health, have clean water, clean sanitation, so that their parents can go to work every day, that the kids can get more educated and slowly build their lives up. So, yes, the children need everything, but the adults need it as well.
Okay. Talk to us about what it is that we can do as individuals here in Singapore, even companies who might be listening in now. How can they get in with you and help you?
Sure. Well, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to help. I mean, a simple way is just support us during the run. We'll be having this. It was every other year. We've switched this to every year.
You found crazy people to do this every
year.
Well,
so we're still looking for more crazy people. For any of you mega long-distance runners, we are still looking for four or five more runners. We started with two years ago. We had three this last year. We're aiming for around 10 this year. We already have five signed up.
Okay.
I think there's a lot more crazy people in the world who are crazy runners who'd be interested. This is kind of prime territory to run through. And so we're looking for people to help support. We look for people to donate during the run to support runners. And then we're always looking for people who just generally to help with Temple Garden. We've had a lot of corporate sponsorship in Singapore over the years. We're a UK charity and a Cambodian registered NGO. Mm-hmm. And we always, you know, like working with companies, like working with different partners.
Okay. Because the reality is a lot of the time I get people like you in here and I talk to you and others listen to it. And by the time they reach out to us and say, how do we help? You're already gone.
Right.
You know, so if there's a website, if there's a phone number, now is the time.
So
Brad.
There are two websites. Okay. You first go to www.thecambodiarun, mm-hmm. and that will have links to different ways to help. Or you can go to www.tgfcambodia.com. Both of those are ways to go in, and they have different links on. And the Cambodia, both of them explain TGF and talk, have some videos, and have some really good information about Cambodia as well.
Okay, so you found crazy people to do this run, and I, you know, as I said,
I think you should train for this.
No way, there is no way. I will ride.
I planted a seed, though.
I will ride 50 clicks. But I will not run anywhere. But what has the response on the public side been? How supportive has it been growing?
Yeah. So the first run we raised 100,000. This run we raised 200,000. And not with a lot of widespread campaigns, mostly sure. through our own networks, but partially through other media. Mm-hmm. And I think we're building on that. And I think the more runners we get, I think we're planning on making this an annual event. And not that we want hundreds of runners, but it's pretty unique for Cambodia. It's pretty unique for the Cambodians to see this as well. So it helps in a lot of different ways. Because I think, the other way we want to start looking at things, too, is getting the Cambodia villagers on the ground more involved with this as well.
Okay. No, that would be great. Now, from your personal point of view, you've been involved and you've seen it firsthand. What is your personal touch point? Where do you feel the field? Where does it pull at your heartstrings? Is it the sanitation? Is it the lack of education? Is it just plain not having clean drinking water? Do you have one specific thing that drives you?
I think it's kind of a combination of everything. I hate this kind of it's not a cop out answer.
Sure.
It's seeing that you amalgamate it. Like you look at our villages. When we first started, 10% of our villages, of the 59 villages we're in, had access to latrines. Mm-hmm. The rural average in Cambodia is 50%. We're at 92%.
Sure.
That in itself, it's great. But what that means is with clean water, that means the kids aren't sick. They can go to school, mm-hmm. or aren't sick as often. They can go to school. The parents aren't sick as often. They can go to school. With our health care, what we do with malnutrition and for prenatal, it helps mothers and helps children be more healthy. So it's all about getting people more healthy and getting them into the respective places, whether school or work. Our income generation and training, job training program helps teach them new ways of making money, again, to help feed their families better, to educate them better. It all kind of combines itself.
How long do you think before they get up to a point where they are self-sufficient, they are in a position where they're learning, where they're growing, where they are, where they can see in a time when they are thriving?
That is an excellent question. Something that myself and the rest of the board constantly ask ourselves every year when we do a strategic review and look at our budget. And I would love to say it's 2 to 3 years, but the reality probably isn't. I think you see change. You definitely see change mm-hmm. over the years, and I think 5 to 10 years. I think if we can get my goal, you asked for the one thing. Our goal right now is to try and get as many kids to go from primary school into secondary school.
Right.
If we could see a big graduation rate from high school, that would be fantastic.
Right.
I think that's where all these building blocks would mean that we've made it.
Okay. Well, we wish you all the best with it. Before I let you go, one more time, tell us what the websites are so anyone who wants to make a donation or get involved can.
Okay, great. www.thecambodiarun.com or www.tgfcambodia.com.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking to Brad Levitt, co-chair of Temple Garden Foundation, talking about their Cambodia Run Challenge and how they hope to aid the major poverty situation in Cambodia. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.